Star babes, welcome to the final full moon of the year, okay, of the cosmic year, that is, okay. So this full moon happens to be in detail-oriented Virgo's voice. Now, we review the cosmic convos within the sky to give us a deeper meaning behind human behavior and the thinking processes that honors emotional intelligence behind the astral announcements. So, today we're beginning the day with a smoke session. Now that's followed by the moon puffing up, and that's happening in the subconscious hours, okay? Both cosmic convos. Now at the top of the conscious hours for the third cosmic conversation, Saturn moves into the voice of Pisces. In the afternoon, there is a cosmic fight, and we end the day with an argument. Now, on this show, we receive or we realize that everything is not always as it seems. When the sky is fighting and arguing or doing yoga, smoking, having sex, it could be a different bottom line than what we assume we're going to walk into. So, we're going to dive in to explore how these astral announcements are affecting our mind and our behavior right now. Now, the first cosmic conversation is the Virgo moon trining with Uranus in Taurus at about 2:53 a.m. So, top of the day is started with a smoke sesh. And we all know, usually around 2:53, regular people are in the bed in the middle of their dreams, but an elite smoker is headed somewhere to smoke and choke, and that's exactly what Uranus and the moon is going through right now. Now, in ancient Egyptian terms, the moon is Khonsu, using the voice of Mut, and Mut was Amun, who's the god of creation's partner. Amun was also the sky goddess and a great divine mother. Now, she's smoking and choking on our premium organic hemp with Nut, goddess of the sky, stars, cosmos, mothers, astronomy, and the universe, using Horus's voice, who is the god of the sky and stars. Now, this cosmic conversation gifts the conscious collective with a hyper-focused attention span on ambition, creativity, originality. And did I say ambition already? Because it's ambition like squared, okay? Now, this is helping us to blaze a path full of creativity that guides us to mosey our way through finding new methods to old things. Optimistic thinking can land us over the pond right now. So traveling is a realistic thing, especially foreign traveling, you know, getting out the country. And this could lead to great opportunities that promote women-based concerns. Okay, girlfriends and boyfriends out there too. It's all kind of beings out there in the omniverse that have great ideas for women and technology, wellness, and the body overall. This time is for you. The moon is shining on your greatness. So make it do what it do, boo. Okay? Now, the second cosmic convo is when the moon gets full at about 4:39 a.m. This is about 2 hours later. We have Khonsu, the ancient Egyptian moon traveler, marking its passage of time alongside Thoth. And, you know, Khonsu has been instrumental in the creation of new life in all living creatures. Okay? All living creatures. Now, Khonsu is the defending pathfinder. He embraces his heart's truth, heals himself, and passes the recipe down using Geb's voice. And Geb was the Egyptian god of the earth. Now, this is welcoming moody, irritated vibes today for the human collective. Today might seem nearly impossible to find some peace. The inability to feel with the heart welcomes confusion due to a lack of fully thinking with your head or truly feeling with your heart. Remember to take it easy and feel free to dress comfortably, okay? This is to eliminate any kind of stress that could come from looking for a certain kind of look. Just make it simple, be comfy, and carry on. Okay? Now, the third cosmic conversation is when Saturn, the planet of restrictions and liabilities, moves into the voice of Pisces. Okay. Now, baby, this is about 2.5 hours from the previous cosmic conversation. And again, this is the planet of limitations, borders, boundaries, and endings, known as Geb through the ancient Egyptian pantheon. Now, this is the god of earth and mystical. Well, and he was a mystical and ancient Egyptian pathology that was associated with the Ennead of Helopius, which was a major city in ancient Egypt, known as the, and Geb is known as the father of snakes. And again, this is Saturn, right? Now, the father of snakes is using the voice of Aset or Isis. Now, Aset was the motherly love beacon, okay? Like, the symbol of motherly love lives within Isis, and the entire world is being sent back to a time frame that was in 1993 or 1996. That was the last time that Geb was in Aset, or that Saturn was in Pisces, okay? Now, Aset is the culminating voice of the other 311 zodiac voices. And this guides the people to collect, consciousness as well as revolutionary ideas and share them with everyone. The planetary daddy, or this planetary daddy, is bringing a high vibe, inspirational, visionary, messiah type vibe to build with the junkies and saboteurs of the world. Now, the secret sauce is us uniting under the umbrella of empathy to recreate the world as we know it right now. In the end, a new consciousness will arise. Maybe rules for children in the adult industry will finally exist, or we'll get a handle on our opioid crisis and the professional industries behind them. Geb, or Saturn, is preparing us to be around for the long haul, and don't tap out, okay? The question this planet is asking society is, are you ready? Occult studies are totally in right now, alongside fellow misunderstood, okay? So being curious about stuff that's not accessible is a vibe right now. And feeling misunderstood for whatever reasons is also a part of that vibe. It might feel logical to withdraw away from society and welcome superstition while being excessively cautious and creatively limited. But yeah, that's just gonna help us create more of what doesn't work. Loving relationships may morph from a sweet dream to a beautiful nightmare in the course of these next 3 years. Art can be our rescue and escape, so we want to use it accordingly. Art has always told stories that the basic human consciousness just didn't have the goal to share, to go over, to review. You know, when you think about the slave trades, it's a lot of intense details that are difficult to read, but it's a lot easier to accept via a detailed picture. So Geb in Aset, or Saturn in Pisces, from now until 2025 is guiding us to remember ourselves, right? Like, just take it slow, observe everything, but take it slow and vibe with art. You know, there are so many artistic mediums for us to dive into. Do that. And that can help us become familiar with a new level of truth. All right, now, that was, what, 2.5 hours before the last cosmic conversation? So now we want to go about 9 hours later to get into this next cosmic conversation, okay? That's when the Virgo moon squares Mars in Gemini at about 3:06 p.m. So we have Khonsu, or the ancient Egyptian moon traveler, using Mut's voice to bitch slap Anhar, who's the god of war, using Seth's voice. Now this inspires the fillers to be easily excited, argumentative, and hasty. Disagreements with the opposite sex are likely, and all the conflict can lead some down a path of retail therapy, which is just suppressing emotions and wasting money from ignoring feelings. Now, females on their menses during this time frame might be dealing with rougher monthlies than usual. Your breasts could be tender. Intense mood swings are realistic. And just overall moodiness, possible even violence. Okay, all kinds of aggressive behavior can be expected. Take life slow right now and focus on deep breathing as much as possible, even when you're in chill mode. Like, just vibe on relaxing yourself, okay? Because we have two of Virgo's children being the voices for the heart and for the planet of war, okay? So Mars is going above and beyond, but there is the fact that, you know, we are in Pisces season. So that cosmic argument, cosmic fight between the two zodiac twins is going on right now. So just deep breathing to check in with self could be the most helpful activity for us to do with ourselves right now, period. Now, the final transit of our day is when the moon in Virgo opposes Neptune in Pisces at about 8:35 p.m. Okay? So, our day is ending about 5.5 hours after the previous cosmic conversation. We have Khonsu in Geb's voice arguing with Khem, the Egyptian creator of children's human bodies, using Aset, or Isis's voice. Now, Aset is the great protector, mother goddess of the world, okay? This cosmic conversation welcomes stylish presentations and vibes that leave us feeling like a god or goddess. Hey, okay? Our imagination can take us to illogical promised lands that just don't make much sense. Feeling so fluid in our minds can welcome slightly melancholy vibes. Alcohol and recreational drugs can only add to this glitchy chapter of life. Glitchy vibes welcome confusion, okay? So creative expressions like the mediums of yoga, dance, exercise, meditating, taking a bath, deep breathing, all that kind of stuff helps us feel reborn, okay? We are born again when we take the time to spend time with ourselves, when we take the time to spend time with ourselves on purpose. All right, paint a picture while blasting music, because that's a great start, and then just coast from there. We are off the hook tomorrow a.m. when our heart or Khonsu gets a new voice. But right now, this is where we stand. Now, Virgo and Pisces are the exact opposite of one another on the zodiac wheel. So, you know, finding oppositions or arguments or just little triggers, that's a norm and we should expect it. So, you know, paying attention to the cosmic conversations can help us become more aware of things that are promised and things that are suggested for our own mental health. Okay? Bathe in the magic of these five cosmic conversations for the next 2 weeks. Bearing in mind, this is a highly sensitive time in life overall. Pay attention to your fellometer and observe your own temper and behavior. Welcome romance and newness as the result of honoring your heart, but don't move too fast. The planet of discipline is miraging with the zodiac of illusions and the voice that notices everything for the next 2 weeks. So this could be a bit of a wonky time. We're feeling everything and noticing everything, and that can be a lot to process on a physical level. The soul got it on lock, but the body might struggle a bit. For these next 2 weeks, I want to encourage everybody to be mindful with meditation time. Write down those ideas that are just private hobbies that can become big banging businesses. Like, what is that? What does that look like for you? Why are you interested in it? And how can it help the world? Because those are the kind of questions that the planets are guiding us to ask ourselves right now. Okay? All right now, babies, this is a jam-packed show. I know I done talked y'all ear off about five cosmic conversations going on today, all right? But long story short, it's time. We are here to be our ancestors' wildest dreams, and we are picking up the baton where they left it. It's time to take deep breaths so that we're able to calm our central nervous system and put our feet to the road so we can get our work done, all right? Bear that in mind for these next 2 weeks. Check out the blog that goes along with this podcast where you can read everything that I verbalized, as well as check out some clickable links. We have some suggestions as far as different entrepreneurs that it's best for everybody to tap in with during this moon cycle so you can maximize your experience here on this earth, okay? We already know what to do, but we get confused a lot, and we like to think that other people are aware of something that we are not, and that's not the case. We are here to be the directors of our own personal movie called life, and right now it's showtime. So, in 2 more weeks, we'll pick up this conversation right here, where we talk about the final new moon of the year. And I give y'all a few tips and tricks to bear in mind, as well as some suggested remedies to make the most of our transits. Jonah Bay has a webinar coming up at the on the 19th of this month. And we have a couple of other community events going on in the month of March. Check out the blog so you can get all the direct information. And then follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Like, we really exist. And we've been rocking with the algorithm for a mighty long time, but now we want to talk to the people. So follow us on Instagram. We are Jupiter_love2020. Or follow us on Facebook. We are Jupiter_love2019. Follow us. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And we're going to build right back with you. Because the whole purpose of this entire podcast in the first place is to help us be more emotionally responsible with our emotional intelligence. Okay? Okay, baby. This a whole little 20 minutes just from me to you. But enjoy this full moon in Virgo, and I'll holler at y'all in 2 weeks. Peace.